Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectus Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectus Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny and falls on a moderate breeze, highs 15, lows of 9. Tuesday, we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs 16, lows of 13. Wednesday, we can expect light cloud and a fresh breeze, highs 16, lows 14. Thursday, we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze, highs of 16, lows of 13. And Friday, we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 16, lows of 13. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, many of us take more risks than MPs, and I don't intend to change how I work. That was the message from Isleworth MP Bob Seeley in the wake of the killing of his Southend West colleague Sir David Amos last Friday. His words come as Hampshire and Isleworth Crime Commissioner Donna Jones pledged that Hampshire Constabulary would be assessing what needed to be done to protect MPs in the two counties. Mr. Seeley said he accepted the risk in what he did and he thought guards would put people off approaching him. He said he was more concerned with the safety of his staff. Mr. Seeley said the idea that MPs can exist in a security bubble is a non-starter. I rely on the common sense and decency of the overwhelming majority of people. Meanwhile, an attraction on Culver Parade has closed because of a number of COVID cases among staff. Dinosaur Isle will remain closed until tomorrow. The council-run site has apologised to islanders. Dinosaur Isle posted on Facebook saying, "Important update. We regret that due to positive COVID tests and isolation among several of our staff, the museum will remain closed until Monday, October the 25th at 10 a.m. The fossil walks today, Wednesday and Thursday will go ahead as planned, but no further bookings will be taken for them. The safety of our visitors and staff is very important to us. We apologise for the inconvenience." Finally, West White Men in Sheds have donated an automated external defibrillator to be installed in Totland. The life-saving bit of equipment is now available 24/7 in a cabinet outside the parish office on the Broadway in Totland. West White Men in Sheds wanted to give something back to the local community that has supported them since forming in 2018. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
This is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is quidnunc, Q-U-I-D-N-U-N-C. It means an inquisitive and gossipy person. It can be used in the sentence, "There will always be a quidnunc who says there is no purpose in your life." Synonyms include scandalmonger, gossipmonger, tattler, and muckraker. It originated from the early 18th century from the Latin phrase for "what now?" That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
This is Jasper with four obscure holidays of the week. Number 1. Artists' Day on the 25th of October honours those creative individuals who will leave a record of today's events for future generations that cannot be captured in pages of history. For a long time, art has been an important element of the human experience. The first records of the world are not written in books, but are caught in artworks, statues and poetry, which assist to paint a picture of the world that has passed us by. Art may show a hidden or lost side of us to the present, whether it's revealing a form of dress worn in an era, through the attire worn in the picture, or the tiny heresies buried in some of the world's most sacred works. Number 2. Cranky Coworker Day on the 27th of October is the ideal time for folks to let it all out and perhaps give themselves some freedom and a break from the sunshine and coconuts mentality they tend to carry with them. Every office has that one person who always has something unpleasant to say, no matter how much the workplace has improved. Then there are those who will simply clip your head off and hand it back to you on a plate, no matter how helpful you are or how polite anyone is to them. On that subject, it's occasionally worthwhile to stop being pleasant for a day and complain about everyone and everything. Number 3. Cat Day on the 29th of October honours the small fuzzy balls of cuteness who will obliterate your ability to act like a mature adult, a phenomenon that has been demonstrated to increase in intensity with proximity. Every cat owner is well aware of what they're working with. They have been valued family members since long before the days of the pyramids, and they dominate our lives like furry little lords. If you have a furry overlord, you could hug and pet them, or you could take them into a professional groomer if you haven't done so recently. There's no such thing as overcaring for your cat, no matter what you do. And finally, number 4. Magic Day on the 31st of October is a day when amateur and professional magicians alike can harness the magical powers of nature and put on a good show for their audiences. If you're interested in magic, but you aren't an actual magician, you can attend a show or learn a trick or two. It's a fantastic day to reflect on the history of stage magic and to honour Harry Houdini, one of the most famous magicians of all time. And you can do all of this on the same day as Halloween. So put on your top hat and wave your magic wand and prepare for a holiday filled with wonderful possibilities. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Matt Barnett, who's a reality star, born in 1990, he's 31. Nancy Grace, who's a TV show host, born in 1959, he's 62. And George Shepherd, who's a pop singer, born in 1987, who's 34. That's it for famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, the Isle of Wight Council will be given £1.13 million to help households most in need with the cost of daily essentials this winter as part of a £500 million fund. The Household Support Fund, announced earlier this month, is designed to last throughout the winter months. The money will be distributed by the Isle of Wight Council to households in need of some additional help. This will broadly consist of small grants to meet daily needs such as food, clothing and utilities. David Rutley, Minister for Welfare Delivery, has said, "This funding is there to support those most in need by providing extra help over winter, and by working through local councils, we can make sure the vulnerable people in our community get this vital support." Meanwhile, pet poisonings at Parkhurst Forest have been labelled cruel and callous as police step up efforts to catch the person responsible. After several pets fell ill, Hampshire Constabulary has launched Operation Rhombus to prevent further harm. What appears to be blue rat poison has been laid near the Mark's Corner entrance to the woods. Officers say the substance is dangerous and is often mixed in with other foods, such as chicken, in an attempt to fool dogs into eating it. In response, police patrols have increased in the area and there is talk of cameras being installed. Dog owners and residents living nearby say they're angry and it's not the first time animals have fallen ill in the area. Anyone with information is urged to call police on 101, quoting Operation Rhombus. Finally, the Isle of Wight is behind the target for fully vaccinating children against measles, mumps and rubella before they turn 5, figures show. It means 150 children on the island were not fully vaccinated against the trio of potentially life-threatening diseases by having the MMR vaccine by their 5th birthday last year, according to the latest childhood vaccination statistics. The MMR jab protects against measles, mumps and rubella, all highly infectious conditions. An NHS spokesperson urged parents to check their child's medical records and ensure immunisations were up to date, saying it's vital parents ensure their children are fully protected with this jab, which can ultimately save a child's life. For a child to be fully protected, they should receive 2 vaccinations, the first at the age of 1 and the second when they are 3. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotel.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.